Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, our usual Thursday morning visit with Susie Landers from Houghton, brought to you by the City of Houghton. Good morning to you, Susie.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
So I was driving by the old Kirkish building in downtown Houghton the other day, seeing paper in the windows yet, and you had talked with me a few weeks ago about something that was going to happen there, and I made myself a mental note to ask you how that was going this morning, and lo and behold, you bring me in.
Ta-da!
The two guys who are working on that whole big project there. Kurt Aho is here, Craig Kilpilo is here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Kurt, tell me what you're putting in to the old Kirkish building.
Well, on the first floor, we plan to have retail for water sports. We're talking lakes, we're talking water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddleboards, and rental of them things as well. We'll also be offering lessons on the canal to learn how to water ski, wakeboard, anything behind a boat.
All right. One of the things that I have had wondered about in the nearly 10 years that I have been here is we have all of this water around. And I don't see much activity on it. Now, obviously, one situation is that the water is not exactly the warmest water that you'll find in the world. But, Craig, is there a lot of potential for people to use our water more than they have been?
Absolutely. There's, I believe there's 17 miles of waterway right here. And, you know, it may be cold at times, but we have wetsuits, and anybody can get in the water. And then there's plenty of public access points. And we're also going to be working with the city to possibly create a few more. So there's plenty of potential to make the water sports industry grow in the Houghton area.
You mentioned wetsuits, and that was going to be my next question. How does somebody like me, who doesn't really like cold water, you haven't seen me jumping into that hole in the ice
that Hagen by the challenge.
No. How does somebody like me take advantage of all of the water that we have when it's a little cold most of the time?
Yep. Well, there's, wetsuits for one. There's many different thicknesses of wetsuits you can get. You know, one for now, summertime, a little bit thinner when the water is just a little bit chilly, or in the spring or fall when the water is really cold, you can get a thicker one. Plenty of movement. You don't even realize you have it on, and you can still enjoy the water sports.
So this is something that's not really been a tradition here, Kurt. How do we get it started?
Yeah, this is definitely something new to the area. Down south, it's more common to find these kind of activities. But hey, I mean, there's got to be a market here for it, because this water is beautiful here.
Well, that's what I keep thinking. I spent most of my life in Southwest Michigan, where this kind of stuff was happening all the time. Gull Lake and Gun Lake and Lake Michigan through much of the summer. You see the jet skis out all the time. You see the water skiers and the boats out all the time. The sailboats out all the time. We just don't see a lot of that.
You're going to start seeing more of that, because one of our goals with the city of Houghton right now is to start, you know, bringing more attraction to the waterfront and pursuing these options. And you're going to see a huge movement in bringing our waterfront alive.
So what else are you going to be offering? You're going to be selling this stuff.
Yep.
So now you're going to teach me how to use it so I don't fall on my head?
Correct. Yeah, we have a boat or a couple boats that, depending on which activity you want to, if you want to wakeboard or water ski, we'll take you out on.
Todd's going to water ski.
Believe it or not.
Oh, you have, or you do?
I grew up on a lake.
Oh.
I was thinking
we were going to have Sam down there with the camera, and we were going to watch you learn. You're going to be one of the first candidates.
No, I believe it or not, at one point, and you wouldn't know it to look at me now, at one point I was a fairly accomplished water skier.
Really?
Yeah, our family had a boat. We were on the lake all Saturday, Sunday afternoons and such. And I guess, again, that's one of the reasons I've been a little surprised that we don't see that kind of activity here, because I grew up with it.
Yeah. Well, if you go to Minocqua, for example, they have they're right there on the lake, and they have a water ski show like a couple times a week. And every time I've been there, I'm like, geez, we should need to be doing this in Houghton. So maybe that's something down the road too that your business will be able to put together. Is how great would that be?
We would like
have
to
a water
bring,
ski show,
yeah, different
every...
events to the area, bring more people in, more business, and show a different interest in the area. There's a lot of outdoor activity around here. Why not add water sports to it as well?
Is there the opportunity for competition doing some of this stuff?
Absolutely. In this area, we don't have any competitions at all, but you can go anywhere in Wisconsin, and you can find them all day long. So we would like to bring some of those tours up to this area and maybe have a contest or two up here in the summer and you know, add it to, say, a wakeboard tour or a water ski tour, you know, add Houghton, Michigan as one of the stops.
Okay, so you're going to be handling the skis and the wakeboards and things like that. Will you be getting into the bigger stuff, the jet skis, things like that, or is that for somebody else to handle?
Well, we'll also have PWC rentals, and we're going to bring a few ski boats into the area where you can rent a ski boat for a day, weekend, a week. You can rent a PWC and a pontoon at the moment, but there's no ski boats that can be rented.
PWC is a personal watercraft.
Yep.
For those who don't familiar with that.
So. You know, the other thing too that the boys.
Well, they're boys.
I always refer to the boys. I talked to the boys today. The boys have a lot of other opportunities with the building that we'd like to talk about this morning.
Yeah, because this is a big building. There's a bunch of floors There's a lot of space in there. What else are you going to do?
Well, we have currently right now we plan on using our retail store for the first floor, which leaves us about 8,000 square feet of extra space.
Holy cow.
So we are open to office space, apartments. Basically, we will build the suit. Right now, we're currently doing demolition on it. We're wrapping that up here pretty quick, and we're open to, you know, adding other business partners in there, adding apartments. Basically, we're just looking at this point to see who's interested and if it's a good fit. And everything in there is going to be brand new. The electrical, plumbing, heating, everything. We're gutting the entire building.
So if someone's interested, how do they get in touch with you, Craig?
Well, at this point, they can contact Susie Landers.
Okay.
She's planning. Yep.
I'm their assistant.
We know how to get in touch with Susie. Just walk through downtown Houghton, and she will magically appear. No, seriously, repeat your phone number.
Okay, you can give me a jingle at 906-370-3110, or you can email me at landers@susie.com. And if you forget all those things, just call the city office and
ask for me.
Yeah, call
the city office, and they'll tell you where to go.
Exactly.
They are always telling me where to go.
But the great thing about this building is we have a shell now, or they have a shell. And so anything that, if you have some ideas that you've been like, geez, if I could have got a hold of that building, I would have done this. Give us a call. You know what I mean? They're definitely open to any ideas and suggestions, and the sky's the limit. And like I said, also, like Craig mentioned, they're ready to build to suit. And how often do you get that option?
Yeah,
you know, they're going to have to build, so we
right
might
downtown.
As well build with
Yeah, particularly right downtown where everything's already pretty much in place.
And there is a lot of parking on that area, plus they've been great. They've actually figured out a way to squeeze out a few more parking spots. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited.
Well, we appreciate anybody who can create parking spots.
I know.
What is your timetable, Kurt and Craig, in terms of taking down the paper on the windows and getting signage up and opening up?
Well, we
who's committing to that?
Yeah, we plan on having, if we go the apartments in the office space route, which is what we're looking at, we plan on having tenants in there January 1st.
Okay, but what about your business?
Our business, we're going to be open in the spring of 2015.
Okay, so not this summer.
Correct.
But it'll be ready, because that was going to be my next question. It's the middle of July already. So,
right.
So this is not a project that will be open for this summer, but by golly, by the first of next summer, we'll be ready to get this open.
Once the ice is gone, we'll be on the water.
And really hoping to build upon this and turn this into a whole new aspect of attraction.
Right, our goal is to pull up that. To bring Montezuma Shell in the downtown area, to connect it more with the waterway and the waterfront, and make it more of a feeling of all one.
Well,
and with the help of businesses and you know, people like these gentlemen that have visions, it's really going to help us move along.
And if we can establish this as one of the menu items, for example, that we offer for tourists in the area, that just enhances everything we do here.
Our tourism has picked up so much this summer alone, watching the foot traffic in downtown Houghton throughout the, you know, obviously it's there during the week, but it's extremely busy during the weekends, extremely busy on Sundays. So, I mean, the people are here. We just need to provide them opportunities and things to do.
And this type of activity attracts young visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't appreciate the visitors my age or older, but bringing new people into the area is a good thing as well.
Right.
So,
but water sports, that's for all ages.
Mm-hmm. So, Kurt Aho and Craig Kilpula, thank you so much for coming in. I'm really glad that you're here. I appreciate the update on what's going on with the many people
because
call it the old Kirkish building. Some people still call it the old backroom building.
Because or we that can was call it the Oddfellows building. That was the original.
That was the original point of it, was it housed the Oddfellows temple.
Sometimes I refer to them as the backroom boys, but we were kind of going off of that. So now it's the Kirkish boys. It's,
yeah, you can't call them the backroom boys because we have a backroom boys.
We do have them. I know he'll be like, Susie, what are you thinking?
We could call them the Oddfellows.
The Oddfellows. There we go. That's better, the Oddfellows. But I do want to encourage, though, people that are out there thinking about potentially if they'd like to join in this great opportunity that we have at the Oddfellows building right now, to give us a call. Because time is actually clicking away pretty fast here, because they're actually going to be making some movement really soon here and on the direction that they're going to go.
Yeah, real quickly before we wrap this up, the concert series.
Yes, August.
Starts in August.
Yes.
And I did get the list of the performers, and it's up on the calendar.
Wonderful.
At the website. Go to KeWinawReport.com, and you can see what night is it?
That's Thursday night, yep. 7 to 9, and that's going to be brought to us this year by Century 21 North Country Agency, so we're really excited to have another sponsor.
Yep.
Joining us.
And that'll be downtown on the parking ramp right across
from the
Douglas House.
Yep,
there,
on the Wells Fargo parking deck. And also there's an opportunity for nonprofits to contact us if they want to have a booth or have a little showing at one of the concerts.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Kurt Aho and Craig Kilpula. Good luck what you're doing.
Thank you.
It just goes wonderfully for you. You're listening to Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.